You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, the BingeCast.
Hello. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. To get this started, live from New York City, The Kicks.
What's up, Binge?
Welcome to the BingeCast. My name is Jim Law. I'm here with Johnny Marino.
Sup, dog?
Now, the name Johnny Marino has been around for a long time.
Yuck.
But tonight we're going to solve the issue that Marino does not want to be called Marino anymore.
Nope.
There's going to be a vote for all you people out there on whether he is called Alex or Marino for the rest of our existence, right? Our existence?
Our whole existence.
Right. So, keep that in mind. At the end of the show, we're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. We're going to put it to the vote. We're also going to include you in a lot of stuff tonight.
You're being included.
There's going to be some games. There's going to be some prizes given away. We got some prizes up here for you guys. And there's going to be some... Oh, I can't announce that. Jack will yell at me. There's going to be just some stuff that you're going to be involved in. Have you guys noticed Jack running around a little bit? Stressed out?
Does he have a drink yet? Jack, are you drinking yet? Grab a fucking drink, asshole.
First things first, though, we gotta thank some people. First of all, The Kicks, ladies and gentlemen, a live performance by The Kicks.
Yes! They're going to be doing a full set after the BingeCast.
That's right, baby.
Absolutely. And they're doing this at the kindness of their hearts, and they're playing for tips, basically, right? So
yeah.
If you guys got... You
tip
know,
jar right
if,
at the front.
If you got some love for The Kicks, please donate. There's lots of people here. Marino, who do we got to thank?
All these eager faces. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be so disappointed. It's like a bar full of my ex-girlfriends.
What?
Just kidding, they're all dead. I didn't do anything. Yeah. Nate P., all the way from London. How about it?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And Marc Chevalier from Montreal.
And we got to thank all. There's a lot more fans that came from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to go through everybody name by name, but I mean, there's people from Minnesota, from Rhode Island, from
from the West Side,
from Delaware.
Hi. Oh, hi, Delaware.
Hi, I'm from Delaware. did you say Kansas City?
Kansas
Minnesota.
City. There's fucking Kansas City.
Cali. There's a lot of people from Cali.
Yes. Cali represent.
Louie O, where are you from?
Louie O.
Idaho.
There's Utah.
From Idaho.
Yeah.
all the ladies that are here that have helped out so much this
weekend. Ladies, give a round of applause for yourself out there, right? Am I right, guys? Girls, what?
All the way. Jess just joined the Fantasy League Facebook page today, so she's...
Thanks.
She's really excited.
It's been around since the 70s. Come on. Finally getting around to it. Good job, Jess.
We got to thank Valley, of course. I know
Jack Valley.
But this guy has been working his butt off.
Yes.
On a lot of stuff that we don't care about at all.
Someone buy him a gin and tonic, please.
Absolutely. Kupka is doing some video for us and just being mm-hmm. Kupka.
Yelling at people.
Who else we got there? Anyone else?
No, there's nobody else here.
No.
Where's right.
Ammon? Yeah.
Ammon's dead. Rest in peace. It's really so sad.
Ammon is not dead.
Yeah. Legal Seattle weed.
Absolutely not. We have to talk about, we're not going to be able to show it, but we have been working on a very special presentation, our next step in the Binge Media universe,
mm-hmm.
that will be premiering online at the end of this show. I think it's ready to go online.
Where's it's ready
that?
To go.
Yes, it's ready it's to go
dropping
online.
Dropping at 4.
It will be dropping. Do we want to talk about that, what it is, or do we want to just let them see for themselves?
Let's announce it at the end.
Okay, we'll announce that at the end. All right.
You're announcing it at the end.
Okay, I'll announce it at the end.
You're a good one.
It's been a couple good days, right? I only showed up yesterday, but it's been a real couple good days. It's great to see all you guys hanging out mm-hmm. finally. So many years, I've been talking to you guys every single day online, and to see you guys just fucking all hanging out, it's
amazing.
It's pretty incredible. This started out 7 years ago, Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
When I showed up and Moreno passed out in my hallway on the floor.
Allegedly.
There's picture proof.
Photoshop.
No. It's not Photoshop.
Hashtag fake news.
And we met Kupka that first year,
mm-hmm.
and it's grown every year since then. Getting Nate here is a huge highlight for me. I mean,
thank you.
And hopefully it keeps growing. Do we want to make this a yearly? Is it going to be a yearly live show now? Is that what's going to happen?
No, this is it. It's the last one. Shutting down the site, shutting down the internet, the whole thing.
I mean, you're not. I don't think you're lying, because what if you get fired like tomorrow? Like, we don't have anywhere to do a live
tomorrow,
show.
Tonight. The next couple hours. Out of a job.
If we want to do this over and over again, Moreno has to actually keep his job.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, it's been a rough year. Could have got fired the whole time. I'm glad we didn't announce it.
Okay, first, let's do our first giveaway.
All right,
Moreno, okay?
Let's do it.
Where's the name with all the... Where's the bucket with all the names?
Jack? Yeah, where's our names at? Where them names at?
Jack? Oh, there it is. Thank you. Okay, we're going to call... we're going to pick out three names right now. We're going to ask you a trivia question.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the one closest to the answer of this trivia question without going over wins. In minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Fuck off, Nate. Nate was here when we did the trivia question. In minutes... How long did it take me, Law, to get to Chicago? In minutes.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take me to drive to Chicago? Who's our first contestant?
Well, this guy spells his name wrong. It's Alex Keene.
Alex Keene, okay. Alex. Alex, do you want to... Yeah, sure. Come on up, I guess.
Hey, you can yell it out. You can... Oh.
How many minutes?
380 minutes. Okay, who's the next contestant? Who's the next contestant?
Next contestant.
Louis O.
Louis O gets this.
I'm
going to
go with 381.
381.
Oh!
381.
Oh, nicely done.
All right. And the next contestant is...
Nick Fortuna.
Nick Fortuna.
Baba Nuke.
382. Okay. You're all over, so what I'm going to do is who is the closest, because you're all over, and that would be, obviously, Alex Keene.
Boom.
Alex Keene has won.
Spell your name right.
The first prize. Moreno, do you want to get him a prize up there? And
yeah.
A shirt and a prize, please. Oh, sorry. Yeah, the answer was 356 minutes for me to drive from Windsor, Ontario, to Oak Park, Chicago. Come on up.
It's Oak Park, Illinois, you...
Damn Canadian.
Oak Park, Illinois.
Have some...
Thanks, Kupka.
Have some instant gay accent mouth spray.
There you go. Hold on. Shirt. And a shirt.
And a shirt.
Now, these are old, and these are vintage Outskiing. But you get to get your hands on one of these. Not a lot of people have these.
Movie podcast t-shirt. Look at that.
These are very vintage. I don't know if this is going to fit you, but you can use it as a car rag or something.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
A little bit later, we're going to be having, like, it's going to be a live Google Voice, but we're not actually going to be playing Google Voice. We're going to let you be the Google Voice. We're going to have a Q&A, basically. So,
think of your questions.
We're going to pull out names, and you guys get to ask a question. If you don't have a question, maybe you can pass it, or just ask anything stupid that you might want to know, ever. I don't know.
Nice.
What else we got? We're going to do some TV roundup, but we're going to be doing everything a little bit differently tonight, mm-hmm. okay? We're not going to be just talking about movies up here. We're going to involve you guys. We're going to make sure that everything that we talk about is you talk about first, basically. Yeah. That's what's going to happen.
We're going to do our regular segments, but it's going to be different and the same, too.
Good one. Afterwards, when we are done here, when we're talking, we have nothing left to talk about, which seems to be about 2 minutes from now. The Kicks are going to be playing a full set with Carrie TM is going to come up.
Yes.
She's going to take our place. They're going to be doing a full set. And we're going to dance all night to that. I don't know. Jack, are we ready to move on? Where is Jack? Yeah?
Kupka.
Kupka's the new Jack?
Yeah. He's been yelling at us.
All right. So what do you want to do, Marana? You want TV Roundup?
Let's go right to TV Roundup.
Right, let's do it.
I'm so tired of being stoned, watching TV on my own. Won't you help me help with some shows I can cast?
Sing, come on.
TV Roundup. Law will break it down, just give them time. TV Roundup. Moreno's such a drunken day.
What?
And this is why. Sheer. Well, I guess it would be nice for fucking TV Roundup. I know that TV Roundup has got a show for you. But I gotta think twice. The Game of Thrones, Walking Dead, and Veep. Photo Game by Sons of Anarchy. Fargo and Louis too. Oh, but I need Moreno to Long and Hammer. Time to do a recap of the show. Cause I gotta have binge. I gotta have binge, binge, binge. A fucking TV Roundup, up. Fucking TV Roundup, up. Oh, TV Roundup. It was on this week, so I know you're gonna spoil anyway.
Fuck yeah!
You can rely on Jamal and Moreno. You can rely on Jamal and Moreno. TV Roundup. Sons of Anarchy. Bringing back Game of Thrones and Walking Dead. You know you're gonna love this segment. TV Roundup.
We forgot one thing.
Yeah, we got to pull some names. We're doing some sort of segment that is very secretive, but we have to pull 10?
Secret segs.
10? 9? 9? 10?
10? 15?
10. No. We got to pull 10 names. So, Myrna, let's pull
Tara.
Names.
Tara.
Oh, sorry. If your name is pulled, please go see Jack in the back, and he will touch you. All right, here we go. These 10 names. Please pay attention to what we're talking about still, though. Marc Chevalier!
Oh, hi, Marc Chevalier.
Louis-O again. Louis-O, please go to the back. Nick Fortuna again. Please go to the back. Can you pull different names? Or? No,
I think they're all
Alex Keen again. Please
what?
Go to the back.
Did he spell his name right this time?
Tanya. Tanya, please go to the back. You can read it, too. Chad Drew. Please go to the back. Please go to the
How
back.
Many is that?
I don't know. One, two. One, two, three, four,
seven.
Five, six.
Is that American math?
El Mariachi.
El Mariachi. Please go to the back.
Becky Keen.
Becky?
Whoa. We got a little love connection. Or maybe they're brother and sister. Art from Cali.
Oh, Art from Cali.
Looking snazzy in his suit.
Yes. And one more. One more. Who's the winner?
Carla with a K.
Carla with a K. Please go to the back.
What?
Please go to the back.
And these go back in.
All right. So TV Roundup, we're going to talk about our favorite shows of the year so far. And at the end of the segment, we're going to open it up to you guys. You tell us what shows we're not watching that we should be. Half the fucking audience is in the back.
Yeah. Should plan that, buddy.
And then we're going to tell you why we're not watching those, why those shows are stupid, and why we're never, ever going to watch those.
Spoiler alert.
That's what's going to happen. Moreno.
What? I'm right here.
It's halfway. All right. It's halfway through the year. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite show of the year so far on TV?
What? Good one, boss. What was it?
I don't know what you're.
Game of Thrones.
No, it's not on. It's not on yet.
So, I got a guy.
It's not. No, you don't. You don't.
AMG.
No. Your favorite show so far that has been on television this year.
Of all time.
Of all time. Right now, of all time.
Probably The Leftovers.
Mm.
Thanks, TM. Definitely The Leftovers.
Have you finished The Leftovers?
Yeah, I have, all right? Let's not make a big deal about it.
All right. That's your favorite? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go... Actually, there's a couple that I want to mention. The Leftovers...
I could have mentioned a couple, too.
Okay, well, go ahead.
I was just saying. Better Call Saul.
Okay. Filler, but yep.
What the fuck? Legion?
No. Let's not talk about Legion right now.
You're not going to talk about Legion right now.
Nope.
All right.
Anything else?
That's it. Fine.
All right. I want to talk about Leftovers. It's not my answer, but Leftovers is a very unique experience this year for me. It is the greatest book to television adaptation I've ever seen in my life. Now, I've talked about movie adaptations. Usually, they're not that good. Jaws being the one key for me that's absolutely way above the book. But the Leftovers book is an abysmal fucking piece of shit. Much like the first season. I hate the first season. I stopped watching it. This is why I owe a lot to Lance from Texas, right?
Yep. Nope.
little shout out to Lance from Texas. He made me go back and start watching season two of Leftovers.
Yeah.
Ended up finishing that. Was very excited about season three. Season three absolutely fucking nailed it. Now, Jack, have you started watching Leftovers yet? I know you hate...
Sorry to interrupt you. I know you're busy.
Subscribe
to Patreon. Secret. You mean patreon.com/bingemedia?
Secret show, yeah.
Good one.
What are you doing, Kepka? But the best show on television right now for me is a little thing called The Handmaid's Tale. Mm-hmm. Just unbelievable. Just an unbelievable show. It is dark. It is depressing. It is awful. But yet, it is so great. I'm absolutely enthralled with it. Not a lot of people are watching it. Have you started that at all?
No, but I got a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
Finish.
I'm finished.
Oh. I didn't think you were going to finish that fast.
That's what she said.
Get Kupka a mic. Somebody get Kupka a mic.
Definitely don't do that. You said Leftovers is the best book to TV adaptation.
Oh, okay.
Everything else is filler until Game of Thrones. Yeah. How is Game of Thrones not the best book to TV adaptation?
Because
Here it comes.
Because the book is so horrible, I've never seen a show be so much better than the book. Now, I'm not saying the television show Game of Thrones is better than the book. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you're saying it's the best adaptation.
Because it's a horrible show. Mm. I mean, it's a horrible book.
See, can't get it right.
Because it's a horrible book, an amazing show. That's why I'm saying it. Look, the first season is basically the book, and that's why it's awful.
Gotcha.
All right, so it moves on, and it finishes the story. Jack will be very happy to hear there's an actual ending. It's not Lost all over again. It's not Lost 2.0. All right, so is there anything that we're not watching that we don't talk about?
Yeah,
you guys listen to the show.
What do you guys think? You guys listen to the show. You know what we like. What are some shows that we don't talk about that you guys think we should,
just yell it up.
Watch? Yell it up.
Happen Leonard.
Oh, yeah. Not Happening. How about that? Fuck that show. Good one, boss.
What is Happen Leonard? Sorry?
Michael K. Williams.
Mm, no.
Okay.
I don't even know what it is, so that's probably it. What else?
Mm.
Did you say
Kupka's gonna like it? Definitely not gonna watch it.
Did you say it's called Van Helsing?
Van Helsing?
Van Helsing.
Hey, give us a chance, all right?
It's surprisingly good. It's
Okay.
I thought it was going to be just a Walking Dead ripoff, mm-hmm. but it's surprisingly good.
Hmm.
Okay.
All right.
I don't believe you at all. That's
not at
I'm
all.
Watching it.
Not one bit.
There's nothing that you're saying that makes sense to me at all right now. What? Okay.
Right. What else? Anybody
what else did we watch?
The Expanse.
I did watch the first season of The Expanse. I never went back to it. I don't know why.
Yeah, horrible.
It's a little. I guess it was a little bit boring, but it's still good.
Yeah, it's still good.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's another sci-fi show, right, Eddie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why.
Sci-fi's
I'm
apparently
watch it.
Killing it. Then
Eddie's way
with the
too
Callies.
Into Sci-Fi Network. So
Eddie
I'm
from
not...
Cali, Nar from Cali.
You guys should fight. See who's really from Cali.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go out in the street right now.
Want to do that? All right. Anything else? Anything else you guys are watching that we should be watching? Come on. Nick, what are you watching? Anything? You don't watch anything? Okay, good.
The Kingdom.
The Kingdom.
Fuck Kingdom. God damn it.
The Kingdom's funny.
Filler.
The Kingdom is funny because we literally don't watch it just because Eddie from Cali tells us to watch it. Now, actually, can we take a vote? Is Eddie El Mariachi, is he Eddie from Cali or is Eddie from Cali Eddie from Cali?
The other Eddie from Cali is from North Kakalaki and New Jersey.
Yeah.
So you're Eddie from Cali. That's what we're determining.
He actually
right now?
Lives in Cali. And your name is Eddie, so that works out.
And he's here, so he wins.
Mm-hmm. You're the new Eddie from Cali.
Right.
You're the new Eddie from Cali.
Good job. That's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We just solved that. Anything else? Kupka, what are you watching that we should be watching?
Legion.
Legion is awful.
Legion
is doesn't
best.
Make any fucking
great show.
Sense. It is a piece of horseshit.
No, it's beautiful.
Eric, is there any Kevin Smith shows that we're not watching?
That's why it's horrible.
That's why I stopped watching The Goldbergs,
yep.
I think.
Specifically for that reason.
And one episode of Supergirl.
Okay, I never watched Supergirl. This is all making sense to me now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like a Kevin Smith show, like, based on his universe? Would that be, like, your jizz fucking bucket? Would that...
Ew. What?
Anything he wants to do, I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
It
would be
amazing.
Garrett, Kevin Smith retrospective. Yeah, I'll be
on. Wait for little retros on that.
Little retros.
Little retros.
Something I didn't mention, too. We're going to play the... If we have time... Oh, fuck. I don't even know if I should talk about this. If we have time, we're going to play the Garrett Collins game. Three of you,
come on it.
Three of you get to play the Garrett Collins game. We're gonna try to pull fucking different names out of the fucking pitcher and play a little bit of Garrett Collins.
Oh, I think they're all duplicates in their law.
And all right, so before we end this segment and move on to another fantastic kick sounder, is there anything else that we should be watching? Anyone? Ladies? No ladies have spoken up yet. What are you guys? What are the girls watching? Meg, what are you watching?
Ugh.
You
horrible.
Know what? Okay, slow down, Meg. We're still on Orange is the New Black. Orange is the New Black. I watched, I don't know, I think I watched like 3 seasons of it, and I don't know. It's just, the Netflix shows, when you're watching Netflix, it's fine. What do you want? Oh, okay. Thank you.
I'll make sure to pick them twice.
Carrie TM, everybody. Yeah, I don't know. If you're not watching on Netflix, like, you, and then... The way I watch shows, I have to download them and bring them to work. So downloading an entire season in one day is a lot of work. And that's why I don't watch... If I'm watching a show on Netflix, then I'll do it that way. But if I have to download all the shows, nah. It's just... I don't know. That's why I stopped Orange is the New Black. That's the only reason. Why do you not watch that?
I think it's forced. I think they're forcing some of the character storylines. And just because it's so popular.
Too many lesbians?
Not enough.
Not enough lesbians.
Not enough.
It's not enough lesbians.
House of Cards, anybody? New season?
Woo!
Good.
Yeah, it's good. Have you watched
that
it?
That went well.
You're done it?
No.
You're not done.
A couple episodes in.
Okay.
It's picking up where it left off. Mm-hmm. Super dark. Love it.
All right. All right, Jack, anything we should be watching?
The clock? For the next segment?
I'll speak for Jess. Keepers, right, Jess? You want to yell that out? Yell that out, Jess.
Good one, Jess.
Good job. The Keepers, I fell asleep every episode, but Jess has been watching it. She says it's really, really good and that I shouldn't fall asleep anymore, but she's more like the Sleepers, right? She says it's great. I might get back into it, and I might not. I don't know. She didn't wait for me, and that's a problem. Okay, anything else? The Road Trip?
Broadchurch.
Is that a British show?
Yes, it is.
I'm not going to watch it because I'm Nate P. I don't want to support Nate P in any way, television-wise. Other than Big Brother UK.
Anything.
That is something I fully support. Nate, did you try out for Big Brother UK?
I sang an audition tape, like yeah. third series.
So,
I'm still waiting to hear back from them.
How long ago was that?
Oh, like 10, nearly 15 years.
15 years ago, wow. You sent in an audition tape.
A 15-year callback?
Okay,
yeah.
But do you feel like you're a different guy from 15 years ago now?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're way worse. Exactly. I think you should send in another audition tape.
Mm-hmm. And review your old audition tape.
Yeah.
Just be like, look how much growth.
Oh, this is fucking brilliant. This is the smartest idea I've ever heard.
So you should
review your old audition. Do you still have it?
No.
Okay. Well, that's
way
to ruin it, Nate P.
Put a wig on. Just recreate it.
Nate, he's sending a sex tape as it was his name.
It's just you and a deep dish pizza, though.
I think you should retry, though, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you should.
You should re-enter the Big Brother. Because if you showed up at Big Brother UK, my fucking brain would explode. It would be the greatest thing of all time.
Anything for you, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gross. All
right, I think. we have a trivia question for this segment, John and Marano. Here's a trivia question.
Oh, yeah. This is a good one.
We're going to call names until somebody gets it right in this one, okay? So who's the first contestant for this trivia question, John Emmanuel? Please dig deep.
Oh, I do. Art from Cali.
Oh, goddammit. All right. Art from Cali, are you ready for this trivia question?
I actually might nail this one.
All right. So last year, we're going back to last year, way back.
Lost year.
After what episode did Moreno end his boycott of Game of Thrones last year and secretly catch up with the show?
Last episode of the season.
So that would be, how many episodes were in the season last year? Ten?
Ten.
Wrong. It was absolutely wrong. Sorry, Art.
Let me down,
it was
bro.
A good guess, though.
Carrie TM.
Carrie TM. Thanks for bringing your name up. Okay, where's Carrie TM? Okay.
Episode 7.
Episode 7 is also wrong.
Totally wrong.
All right, who do we got next? Dig deep. Art from Cali. Okay, no.
I know it.
Nick Fortuna.
Episode 9 is 100% correct.
He's got it.
Absolutely. Ow! Now, Marino, while you get his prize, let me ask you something. Are you going to do the same sort of fucking cheesy boycott this year because the books aren't out?
What was cheesy about it?
It was stupid.
It's cheesy and stupid. Okay, thanks.
Well, are you going to do it again, though? Or are you going to try and do it again?
We're hurting each other's feelings right now.
Are you going to try and do it again?
Oh, it's episode 9.
You're going to wait. You're going to do the exact same thing again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's only 6 episodes.
Still waiting for episode 9.
Oh, very, very
Fitty.
Topical.
Look at that.
Very topical.
Game of Thrones vinyl figure.
Give him a shirt, too.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
Give him a shirt. Way to go, Nick. Thanks for coming out. Last year, Nick hosted us at his brother's bar. We hung out there. A lot of the planning for this year came from hanging out at Nick's bar last year. So thanks, Nick. Thanks for coming out again, man. Absolutely awesome. Just before we get to the next segment, I want to thank the boys. I've been calling them the Goodfellas all night for just classing this place up a bit.
They're in suits and everything.
Look at these guys.
Sweet. Oh, thanks.
Just absolutely looking fantastic. I would never imagine that you could look so good, Art.
Still imagining, though.
I would have bet $8 million that Art was going to wear an NBO shirt. And fucking totally.
It's Canadian. It doesn't matter.
That was just, well, you put it away real quick, didn't you? All right. What do you want to do now? It's time for... You want to do a pee break sounder?
Yeah, we should do a pee break sounder. What do you guys think?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I take the peek?
On the binge cast, record for 10 hours, drinking bourbon, a high life in gin. They got a bladder the size of a peanut, and when it all burps, nobody wins. It's a peer-break sounder.
and tacos. Did they refill a drink or two? Now maybe Emma's smoking a number. Or did it all take surprise poo?
Told you, Ammon's dead. Rest Kicks. In peace. It's too bad.
That's right, baby.
He's alive through highlight.
Again, the Kicks are working for tips, ladies and gentlemen. Please, mm-hmm. please help them out.
All right, we get it.
Okay. Oh, look at Emo Kev. Oh, sorry, Eric. Emo oh, Kev, he's not here. He's not here. Okay. Okay. What are we doing? What are we doing here?
Yeah,
this is, like, it's got to be a real show, right? Like, what are
yeah,
we doing
I guess
now?
So,
I don't
right?
know what's going on.
Little Google Voice.
Little Google Voice. All right. So, in case anyone doesn't know, and I think everyone here knows. Actually, no, I don't. I think there's some new people here that have never mm-hmm. really listened to us. Google Voice is where we get voicemail, and we listen to it on air. Usually, Supka has a really bad transcription for those Google mm-hmm. Voices.
This is just how he's balls all the time.
And we laugh at it, and then we answer the questions. So, what we want to do here is open up the floor to any, like, honestly, any questions you've ever had from us, from the old days, from the new days,
mm-hmm.
We will answer them right now. I'm not even bullshitting. Anything.
Anything at all.
Who's got a question? God damn it. All right, all right.
Sounder.
Oh, sorry. We got a Google Voice sounder. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Stay right there. Okay, Google Voice sounder.
They receive these emails that Nick fucking no sense was missing his pants as they're read on the QRs. Wrong punctuations and silly translations. Cheers to you, Google, your service sucks ass. Google Voice, stop your fucking with the binge cast boys. Jim Law takes pictures of his children's toys. Fuck yourself, Google
Yes. Kicks, everybody. They're working for tips. I don't know if I mentioned that. It's right up here. You can help them out a little, as much as you can. Okay. Art from Cali, you spoke up first. What kind of question do you have for us? Yes,
oh,
sir.
Jesus. We said one question.
Okay.
You guys obviously did Snow Globe podcast.
Right. We have shirts and everything.
I've seen. And you guys then went to the binge cast.
Yeah.
Yes.
A week later.
Yes.
So what was the driving force? Was it like a fuck you to Joe Blow? Was it we like what we're doing? We like the dynamic?
No, because it was everybody going, where's the next podcast?
Okay, yes.
You should repeat it.
The question was, when we got fired from Joe Blow. Actually, we quit the podcast. But then, so when Moreno quit the podcast.
Joe Blow said he got fired, but I'm just saying.
Okay, here is this. I'm trying to answer.
Yeah, okay? Trying to answer your goddamn question, Art.
When we quit the podcast, that was our decision. Moreno was done on the site. He had no other articles. He was done. I was still doing
A great segment.
I was doing boobies of the day for Joe Blow. That was my one last thing that I was doing for JoeBlow.com.
You might think it's something else, but it's actually boobies.
It
of
was
the day.
Literally
it's just cropping women's breasts.
Boobies, and you had to guess who the boobies mm-hmm. were. It was.
Stop
okay.
it!
Jesus Christ! Sorry.
We didn't pull your name.
All right. So when Moreno quit, when we quit the podcast, Moreno was done, and then a whole bunch of shit happened. I'm not going to get into that. Unless someone asks me. and then I got
question.
Fired. I got fired from my column, so we were essentially done. But before any of this happened, when we quit the podcast, we had always planned on starting our own show, even while we were working at JoeBlow.com. That was going to happen. It was just a matter of when and where. And because of that fact, actually, is why we got fired from Joe Blow.
Mm-hmm.
No, he wasn't upset so much that we were going to do it, but what happened with Twitter is the reason why we got fired for Joe Blow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So,
if you want to hear the whole Twitter discussion, just go to patreon.com/bingemedia.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Sign up, give us money.
So it was always in the works, and that's why even though we were fired I was fired unexpectedly, and we were done with the site, we were already set to go. We had the idea, we had everything, we had the name, and we just... I actually remember asking him. I said, "Do you want to take a couple weeks off?" And he said, "No, because people want to hear it Yeah, let's get it out this week. It was hard trying to get all you guys to realize that we had a new show. You know what I mean? It took a lot of time. A lot of people didn't know it was like the BingeCast was in existence for a few weeks.
That Twitter handle saved your life. That's how I kept on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second question. I actually asked Cuphead the same thing. It's more directed towards Moreno.
Okay.
Hey, we're not there yet.
Yeah, we're not there yet. The, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get there. We'll get there.
Here's a nerdy actual fan question. Game of Thrones. I asked Cuphead.
Episode 9.
Yeah.
Oh. Who?
George, the guy that was Jar Jar.
I didn't fucking hear him. That's
Jar Jar
what I
Martin. Jar Jar Martin.
He's 68.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt he's going to finish the fifth book, sixth book.
Okay.
He won't ever finish the seventh book.
Yeah.
What will you do if fucking he dies before the
book series is completed? Hold on. Let me repeat the question for everyone in the back.
Yes.
What will happen if Jar Jar Martin dies, George R. R. Martin, sorry, dies before he actually finishes the story of Game of Thrones? Will Moreno give in and watch the show? Is that the question, Art?
Yes, sir.
You didn't hear what I said, did you?
My wife was right there.
I know.
I get it.
But no, that's it. That's the
yeah.
What
yeah.
Your,
yep.
What do you do?
Well, first I'm going to write fan fiction. Let's create my own storylines. And then I'll watch the show. See how it ends.
Cupcake man here says he's done.
Cupcake's done. Kupka's done. He's not watching it.
Exactly. Moreno did cave last week, as we just found out in the trivia question. All right, Art.
What are you talking
about?
Hold on, Art. We're answering your goddamn question, Art.
Kupka has not caved. He has not watched last season of Game of Thrones. So I think that question is better for Kupka. Kupka, will you... What if he dies before he finishes the series? Will you watch it? You will literally not watch the rest of the television show because he's dead.
No? You're the worst.
That makes no sense. You know that, right? That
he'll watch it.
Yeah, you have to. Like, why wouldn't you watch it?
He's not going to watch it.
Because one of my favorite characters in literature ever, is her storyline's already a little bit fucked.
Okay. Arya Stark.
Yes.
Okay, so
when it's done and her storyline is worth watching, I may go back for that, but that's all I'm looking for. That's why I didn't watch the show.
Okay.
I want to see the written form, because her backstory that hasn't been portrayed on screen.
Yes.
So fucking fascinating.
This is getting long.
That's what I want.
All right. Basically, he's just stubborn. That's all.
So what are you going to do?
You going to watch it?
I'll probably watch it.
Are you really going to kind of hold back this season, or are you going to watch it from the beginning?
Yeah, I'll probably watch it. Nah, I ain't going to fucking watch it. I'm not watching it.
Watch it.
When does everyone think the next book will come out? Do you think it's going to be this year?
This year. End of this year.
Nope.
Yeah.
How much?
What are you betting?
Yeah, what are you betting?
That he's going to die? It's not coming out this year. Art says it's not. Nick says it is. You guys bet and fight and tell me who wins. All right. Anyone? Who else got a question?
Any other questions?
Eric.
So when you guys were still with Jeb Lowe and thinking about talking about this podcast
So Eric's question is, when we started Binge Media, what was our idea for the site, for the podcast, and where did we think it was going, and are we kind of where we expected to be at this point? Go ahead.
I think where we wanted to take it is actually where we are now. And that was one thing that Binge really didn't like, which was hanging out with the listeners, hanging out with the followers of his fucking brand. Exactly. Thanks, Alex, with the wrong name. Wrong spelling name.
Does everyone know that Alex used to work for JoeBlow.com too?
Yeah, Alex Keen used to work for Joe Blow as well.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the support, Delaware.
Delaware?
So, yeah, I mean, our idea for it was, like, if you listen to the very first BingeCast, we threw out a whole bunch of fucking ideas. A lot of them stuck.
Yeah.
Some of them didn't. It's not a very short podcast, but... yeah, we eventually it evolved into we wanted to make it a podcast network, kind of like Kevin Smith does. You know what I'm saying? Like he really does a good job in just making his career into podcasts, and it's amazing. Now, We didn't have the name coming into this that Kevin Smith does. We don't make the money that Kevin Smith does. In fact, we don't make money at all other than the Patreon support. Thank you very much for everybody that does that. We're working for tips. Kicks are working for tips, everybody, in case. This is actually surpassing where I thought. Sitting up here doing this right now is kind of fucking incredible. You know what I mean? We've done live or shows in person at bars and shit like that, like the Concasts and for Joe Blow and stuff like that. Those were fun. But actually doing this is kind of like way past anything I ever thought we would do. This was an idea last year that we kind of come up with at dinner. And the fact that every single thing that we brought up in that dinner happened tonight is kind of fucking incredible. You know what I mean? Like, hey, we'll just have the Kicks come out. And we didn't even ask, like, we didn't ask them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the Kicks will come out. And
they'll come out.
The Kicks came out. The Kicks came out. Mm-hmm. Like, everything we talked about that day happened. Mm-hmm. If this does become an annual thing, I can't even tell you how happy I am. It's unbelievable. This is an unbelievable moment.
You're right. We're fucking great.
When we were working for Joe Blow, no. There's no way in my life that I ever think that we'd be able to do this stuff because of just... He wouldn't let it happen. You know what I mean? Like, it was just about the site. Like, you got to bring up this. You got to talk about the fucking threat of the week, if you guys remember what that was. You got to do shit. It's all about Joe Blow. It's all about Joe Blow. And we got it. When we were free, we got to do our own thing, and we grew our audience. We're averaging probably 1,500 more listeners now than we were with Joe Blow. And Joe Blow is a humongous fucking website.
I'm glad you didn't just stop at 15.
1,500? I didn't
1,500. I was like, oh, you thought, please say 100. Yes.
So, I mean, that's for, honestly, I can't believe that. You know what I mean? You'd think Joe Blow would have a lot of listeners, but they don't care. They just go over there for boobies of the day. I love JoeBlow.com. Don't get me wrong. And, you know, we love
the shirts to prove it.
Yeah, we do. We're going to give away a couple more in a few seconds. But
Kicks are working for tips, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, Eric, great question. Thank you. And, yes, this is beyond where I thought we would ever be.
It's insane.
I want to thank you guys for this because, being on behalf of everybody else, we've all had a great time this weekend. And it's worth every penny to be here. So, thank you guys for this.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
We just do an applause break every 10 minutes. It'd be really great for my self-esteem.
Yes.
You're not so evil after all. No, not this weekend. But...
Anybody else?
Does Art have a mic? Like, that was really loud.
Nate Peterson.
Nate.
How you doing, bruv? You all right?
Hold on. Last time you called...
Unknown caller.
When is Movies of the Day coming back?
Immediately. Check the site now. That was a big announcement. Thanks, Nate. Fuck.
Anyone else? Anyone else got a question? Please, please. Machiavelli!
Yeah, we all love Garrett, right?
Yes, Garrett.
Yes!
But, some of his reviews are controversial.
What? Really?
That's right, baby.
Yeah, there's like 10 of them.
There's a lot.
Jesus.
Of them.
Yeah.
I can't remember all the movies he's actually rated 4 on 10.
Yeah.
But you're saying if there's a movie out there that if he rated it 4 on 10, would I hate him? Yeah. There's. Yeah. There's an answer.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about all the Star Wars movies, so I'm beyond that. But yeah, something like Pulp Fiction,
There Will Be Blood,
Seven. Raiders is his favorite movie of all time. So,
4 and 10, though.
I mean, he's so unpredictable. He really is. And I think that's what makes the Garrett Collins game so amazing.
Yes.
Like, it's just so unbelievably unpredictable. You have no idea. I have his scores for the movies that we're going to talk about later. Again, it's stupid as fuck. So yeah, he surprises us every time. And we'll play that game later. Thanks, Mark Chevalier. Anyone else? Okay. I think we're going to move on. Kupka's giving us the fuck off sign.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. No prize for this one, right? Okay.
No.
It's time for... What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
I do a little what did you watch
this
week.
All right. Let's do it.
What
do
you
think,
guys? Hey, fuckers. What are you doing?
What did you watch this week? What did you watch this week? When the road gets drunk ahead and you're miles and miles from getting some air, you just remember what Samson says. Now what did you watch this week? Now what did you watch this week? Join us, Miranda.
Tell me what you watch.
Babe.
What the fuck you watch?
Jim Lowe and Ammon.
Who's that? What the fuck you watch?
Brando. Brando.
What the fuck you watch?
Take a load off Samson. Now what you watch this week? Take a load off Samson. Yeah. What you want? What you want is me. And I think he's gonna find himself online. Law's gotta watch all his movies tonight. He don't like to pay for that shit at all. Oh, no, no, no. Now what the fuck you watch? What you watch? In a murder, 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 ball. Now what the fuck you gonna watch all night long?
But I know you guys know the Sounders.
Why are you just sitting there like, ooh,
please
yeah.
Sing along the Sounders.
They're playing Sounders now.
Come on. Yeah, you.
Me? What?
All right. Much like our original show, we forgot to do something in the last segment, so we're going to do it right now. Lost. Now, everyone here, basically, even now that Jess is part of it, the BMFL, run by Kupka, with help from PJ, the intern. PJ?
PJ!
Jack Valley. Do you do stuff in that? No? Yeah?
Sure.
Okay. So let's talk about that a little bit. Last year was a big year. Actually, this year, everything's changed. I love it. Very good job,
new
by
format.
The way. Okay? I absolutely love the format. But last year, we had a champion, and he's here tonight, so I think we should do a presentation.
Hey, he actually dressed up for the occasion, too.
Yeah, I think he knew what was coming. He made it through the regular season. He made it through the playoffs. He won the playoffs. It was an amazing season for one Mr. Chad Christopher. Can you come up, Chad?
He's
stop drinking
beers.
For a minute.
He's getting beers right now. Oh, how sweet. Get a room.
I was going to give it to you anyways, but now, yeah. All right, on behalf of BingeMedia.net,
Binge Media,
a podcast network, I'd like to present you with this 2016 Fantasy Movie League champion, Chad C.
Yeah!
Took me 5 years to get mine.
Chad wanted me to give a shout out to Kupka for sucking dick in his division.
Oh, great. You don't get a plaque for that?
Emil Hirsch looking motherfucker.
It's not a bad thing.
All right.
Belge.
All right, so Moreno.
Yeah.
At the end of the segment, we're getting into the live Garrett Collins game, which
yes.
I'm very, very excited about. But first of all, I want to ask you a question, and what is the worst movie that you've seen this year?
Oh, I don't know. Seen worst a lot movie. Of bad ones.
What? How many movies do you figure you've seen this year?
Like, not a lot. It's all about TV these days.
All right. So what's the worst one? I mean, you went to the theater a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Covenant was really bad.
Yeah?
Alien Covenant was really bad.
Does anyone like Alien Covenant out here? Like, it, absolutely
no.
Nobody?
That's no.
Weird. It's kind of weird.
Didn't watch it on 10.
Louis O with a didn't watch it on 10. I think that makes sense. I like that. It's a new thing. That's going to be a thing now, right?
Yeah.
You know that's going to be a thing.
You just started it, dude.
So Alien Covenant's literally the worst movie you watch this year.
Yeah, probably John Wick 2.
Oh! What? Me?
What?
Me?
That's unbelievable, right? I got so much shit for not finishing John Wick 2. Moreno
mm-hmm.
says the worst movie of the year. I'm never going to finish John Wick 2. That's what's happening right now.
More charismatic. What can I say?
Mm-hmm. I think I looked through the release dates of all the movies on the way up here.
Mm-hmm.
And by far, one movie stood out that is the worst movie I've watched this year, and that's called The Bye Bye Man. The Bye Bye Man is a horror film, kind of in the vein of like the old like Urban Legends fucking movies and shit like that, like mid-90s movies. It's an absolute fucking abomination. The worst acting I've seen in quite a few years, and just one of the worst storylines for a horror movie that I've ever fucking gotten into. Because some movies, like John Wick 2, I just don't get into when I shut them off. So I don't even... My review doesn't even count. You know what I mean? I don't watch it. But Bye Bye Man, you can. It's so bad you get into it. And you want to finish it, and then I can
and
make
then it's
this
just awful.
Yeah, I'm allowed to make the determination that that is the worst fucking movie
the
I've
bye
seen.
Bye Bye Man.
Year. Absolutely. Anything? What is the worst
Didn't
movie?
See it on 10.
Didn't see it on 10?
It works. It works. Real natural.
Anyone want to yell something out that is worse than Bye
worst
Bye Man?
Worst movie. Split.
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 Chad C.
So
hates
splittery,
Split.
Though.
It's not good.
You're not good.
What is it about Split that, the whole movie, or is it like the end that you don't like?
Didn't care for the concept?
No, yeah, he added it on the end. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
So he tried to add different shit on the end, and you...
It's too splittery
on 10.
See, that's
too
what I liked about it, that it was so splittery, though.
All right, let's go to some staff. Jack Valley, what's the worst movie of the year?
Covenant. Fuck that.
Covenant is the worst movie of the year.
Movie.
Kopka, what's the worst movie of the year?
Fuck. It depends, man.
It depends, man.
I haven't watched much that has been bad this year, but Covenant... Even though I enjoyed it, is still probably at the bottom.
Covenant, he
but
liked
good,
Covenant. It's still the worst movie of the year that he watched.
Good year right. for you, though.
Garrett, what's the worst movie of the year?
Guardians 2.
Oh.
Guardians 2. Guardians 2. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
He does not disappoint, does he? Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
That was the greatest fucking answer of all time.
That was amazing.
PJ, what's the worst movie of the year?
That I've seen?
Yeah.
Get Out.
No, that's somebody else
Nick
saw.
Like,
yeah,
you've seen.
What's the fucking fuck? Worst movie that Nick saw? Jesus Christ. We know it's a Bye Bye Man.
Get Out.
Get Out. Oh,
yeah.
That.
No, we have to do a show. We're not going anywhere. I thought that would get a bigger laugh.
All right. God damn. Why don't you like that Get Out? Wow, really?
I spoiled it.
Name a movie similar to Get Out.
Hostel 2.
Hostel 2. Okay.
Hostel also?
Also Hostel.
Hmm. Good one.
Pete, worst movie of the year?
Pete's not fucking around. He's like, nope. They're working for tips, yes.
Mm-hmm. Jess says Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and that's hard to argue. That is fucking horrendous. Oh, the new cast art's like fucking... I'm all about the old school fucking Diary of a Wimpy Kid cast. The fucking originals, man.
This new kid stinks. Fuck him.
It is awful. It is an awful kids movie. It's so weird. Like, usually nowadays, you bring your kids to the movies and you usually end up loving it as much or more than them because it's made for you also. But the fucking Diary is just abysmal. Abysmal. Who wants to yell something out? El Mariachi.
King Arthur sucked.
King Arthur sucked. Now I didn't see King Arthur. Why did it suck?
Hey, fuck you.
It's fucking boring.
That's my friend.
Jax.
That's right.
Hey, what's up?
Uh-oh. Jax just showed up at the fucking live binge cast, ladies and gentlemen.
You showed up at the
Jax,
live binge
why,
cast.
Jax, why did you star in such a shitty movie?
you're in a shitty movie.
No, see, that's not an... Answer the question. You don't want to do Jax?
No.
Okay.
So it just keeps on going on.
Yeah, okay.
Jax was hanging out last
night. TM, what's the worst movie of the year that you've seen?
I don't see bad movies.
Okay, he doesn't. Just everything he sees is awesome. It's amazing.
Like it's amazing.
Eric. Okay, Eric.
Resident Evil come out this year? Because that sucked.
The Resident Evil movie?
That was horrible.
It was horrible. I believe you. I totally believe you there.
Never seen a single
one. I will
one.
Never see that. I thought that was
ridiculous.
Just like the last one. Like they
just said they're going to make a bunch more without her.
Oh,
that's
really?
A waste of a hard drive.
That's abysmal. I can't believe that. Anyone else got a movie they want to throw out that we can trash?
Without instructions.
With what?
What is that?
Is that a movie?
Or just instructions?
50 Shades. Now, this is interesting. You hated 50 Shades Darker. Oh. She didn't even see it. This is fucking horrible.
I agree. Fuck that movie.
I think
didn't
it's
see
amazing.
It on 10. Another didn't see it on 10.
I think it's amazing, and I also didn't see it. So let's argue about it a little bit.
You're fighting the street.
All right. Is everybody ready for a live GC game?
Yes.
All right. We got to pull out some names. I need my phone, Jessa. I need the scores. Pull out some names for the live GC game. Now, how we're going to do this is, Jack, I need you to keep score. You going to do that? Thank you.
Have you had a drink yet? Fucking relax, man.
You've literally not had a drink?
Get him a drink.
Come on.
Somebody
Jack.
Get him a shot of Malort.
Meg, get him a drink, Meg.
Yeah, Malort.
All right, well, while Moreno's pulling out these three names, you keep pulling out the same name, don't you?
I'm really trying here.
All right. I did a little theme this year for a live DC game. I went with all Chicago movies, okay, since we are in the nice. The great city of Chicago. This is in
good
Chicago,
one.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah. You know, you've been here for fucking 2 days.
Fucking suburb or whatever.
Yeah, yeah been here for 2 days.
Well, yeah. Well, not here. Shut up.
Good one.
We're going to go with, how many, how much time we got? What, five, three movies? What are we going to do?
Three movies.
We're going to do three movies. Closest, the high score gets a prize. We still got a few more prizes, right?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Who are the players?
El Mariachi.
El Mariachi. El Mariachi.
El Mariachi.
The 2016... Binge Fantasy League winner, Chad Christopher.
Chad Christopher.
And?
Creepy 209 guy, Jay Black.
Yes. Yes. This is great. This is a great matchup. I like it.
All right, suits.
All right. Two suits and a...
Mariachi.
And a mariachi.
All right, I got to pick some... I'm going to pick some good movies here. All right, you guys, okay, let me explain the rules for 4 on 10. I give you the movie, you give me what you think Garrett rates it. The difference of that adds on to your score, right? Now, if you pick a 4 on 10 and it actually is a 4 on 10, you get a bonus of what? 4? Is that it?
Yep.
You get a bonus of 4, all right?
On 10.
I'm not telling you whether or not there is a 4 on 10 involved here, but that's neither here or there.
It's on you.
Nor there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, first movie, The Untouchables. The Untouchables.
Classic Chicago flick.
El Mariachi goes first because he's the best dressed.
Do we give our reasoning or we just fuck it?
No, just give me a score. Right. We're short for time.
Six.
6 on 10 for El Mariachi. Mark that down. Jay.
Jay Black.
Black.
He loves Sean Connery.
He loves Sean Connery. 8 on 10.
Okay.
8 on 10 for Jay.
I'm gonna go
7. Chad C is going to go with 7. We got a 6, an 8, and a 7, right?
Yep.
Garrett, what was your score for The Untouchables? 8 on 10,
oh,
ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Jay Black!
8 on 10.
So creepy.
8 on 10. We have a score of Jay has 0. Mariachi has 1. No, 2.
2.
And Chad C has 1.
1.
Right? All right. Mariachi, you're in last place. You get to go first. No. First place goes first. Next movie is Child's Play. Child's Play.
That's a fucking 4 on 10.
Jay says that is a 4 on 10. Oh.
It's a fucking...
It's a fucking
4 on 10.
Sorry, it's a fucking 4 on 10.
Yeah, you don't get more points for that if you win.
Chad C., you're in second place. You get to go now. A 6 on, six 10, on 10 for okay. Child's Play.
El Mariachi?
El Mariachi. I'm going for with an 8. An 8. An 8 wow. on 10. I love this.
We are all over the place here.
This is a great, great difference. Garrett, what was your score for Child's Play? Hold on. It wasn't a 6.
It wasn't 6.
I should have refreshed you. This is my fault. It was a 5. It was a 5 on 10.
5 on 10.
There's a 5 on 10. So, do the math for me. What do you got?
Can somebody math for us, please?
Jack's thinking. He's mathing.
Jack's thinking.
Kupka's mathing.
Hey, what's up?
He's mathing.
Okay.
Doing math.
You're doing math.
Math. Mathing. A lot of math.
Same.
Okay. It's the same score. That can't be the same score. You're adding the fucking difference to the
score. It's the same. All right.
Jesus.
JB's got 1. Yeah. JC's got 2. El Mariachi has 5.
Okay, so Jay, you're still in first?
Yeah.
All right. The last movie. Let me go with Road to Perdition.
Road to Perdition. Tom Hanks.
Yes.
That other guy's in it.
Absolutely.
Great movie.
It's a fantastic movie. Is it based on a graphic novel? In case you haven't seen this movie, it's obviously mm-hmm. 7 on 10.
7 on 10 for Jay Black.
Road to Perdition.
Okay.
I like it.
Chad.
Chetsy.
9 on 10.
On 10.
Wow.
9 on 10 for Road to Perdition. El Mariachi. It's all down to this. A 4 on 10 for Road to Perdition. You really think he hates Road to Perdition?
That much?
That much.
He's not a Mendes fan.
He hates Mendes. Yeah. See? El Mariachi does his homework.
Very interesting. Garrett, like your style.
What was your score on 10?
4 on 10!
4 on 10! Yeah. A fucking 4 on 10!
Nailed it!
Ow! Unbelievable. That is nonsense, Garrett. That is nonsense.
Yeah,
you
also,
know it.
That's bullshit, Garrett. Come on.
Everybody knows that that's nonsense.
And I love that movie. Ponderous.
Oh!
He's ponderous.
Ponderous?
Unbelievable. Kupka.
I don't even know what that word means.
Who has won the live GC game?
By 1 point.
Mr. J. Creepy 209.
Congratulations, sir. Way to go. You deserve it. You look good. Here you go.
There you go. You get a Mr. Bacon.
A Mr. Bacon.
No more gay lipstick?
No gay lipstick. And then we're fresh out of gay lipstick. And
just,
a shirt.
Just kiss Alex Keane. You'll get a little bit of that.
And a very vintage collector's item.
Podcast.
A Joe Blow podcast
shirt.
Unbelievable.
Wipe your butt with it.
It will not fit you at all. That's not even close to fitting you. We're going on time. Are we going to? We got to go? What does that mean?
5 minutes.
5 minutes what?
You're in 5 minutes.
I don't know what 5 minutes means.
You got 5 minutes.
Why would we only do 3 movies then?
Let's do another 2. Let's pull another 2 names, no? Or do another 2 movies?
You want to do 2 more? Oh, we have other segments. What do we got?
You have other segments.
We have 5 minutes left in the show?
Oh, wow. We got a lot to do then.
I don't know.
Let's medley the shit out of this.
Oh. Supposed to talk about Ammon a little bit.
Hashtag rest in peace. Casting.
Oh, okay.
You're casting.
Okay, so Ammon. We're done. All right, those people that went in the back, explain what we're doing with those. Please.
We are doing a Cast the Binge Media Staff game. That's why you...
So you got...
It's everybody, right?
Everyone was pulled back there, was given a staff member, and they were to give us who was going to play them
in the Binge Media movie.
Okay?
Yep.
So do we... Now, are we reading all of these, or are we reading a specific few and picking our favorite?
Read them all.
Yeah, we'll read all
read
of
them. Read
them
all?
You read them all.
Is there a winner, is what I'm asking you.
No. Oh.
Okay. No, there's no winner.
No winners.
There are no winners.
No one wins in this game.
We're all losers.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Becky Keane.
Becky.
Says that TM should be played by Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake. You get, you've heard that before?
Many times.
What?
You're serious?
It's all about the brows, he says.
Jess, okay. Does he look like Jake Gyllenhaal? No.
You get,
there's no. The Jess approval.
You could have said no. You didn't have to go.
What? No.
All right.
El Mariachi.
Thinks that PJ should be played by 1980s Nick Cage. Oh.
This is a fantastic casting. I love it.
All right. Tanya thinks that Batch should be played by Zach Galifianakis.
That's pretty good.
I can see that.
Now, where's Tanya?
Where's Tanya?
Have you seen Batch? Oh, you saw a picture of him? Okay, that was pretty good. That's a pretty good casting. Yeah, I like it.
Nailed it. Nice.
Well done.
I thought she was going to say didn't see it on 10.
Didn't see it on 10.
Contestant name is Art. I don't know why I said that. I have to write it off. Art from Cali thinks that Garrett should be played by Kathy Bates. I think we broke Emo Kev. He fell over.
Oh my God. I'll tell you right now, there is a winner, and it's Art from Cali. I'm sorry. That was
Come on,
amazing.
Guys. Let's be serious here.
Fucking, we're doing a show here.
All right. Nick thinks that Pete MC should be played by Paul Rubens.
Fantastic. What are you doing back there?
Nothing.
Okay.
Is that a drumstick?
Mock.
Chevalier!
Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's like you guys knew. Thinks that Jack Valley should be played by Paul Giamatti.
Paul?
Hey, not bad.
That is fantastic. Okay. He's got a lot of depth to him, so that you need a good actor, right? Look at him. Mm-hmm. Doesn't drink.
Yeah, no, I bet Paul Giamatti drinks.
Yeah, fuck.
This fucking guy over here.
I wish Paul Giamatti was producing this show.
Louis O. Thinks that Kupka should be played by Tanning Chatham.
Tanning Chatham.
I know we said his name right. Tanning Chatham, though.
Tanning Chatham. That's fantastic. You like that, Kupka? Huh? Yeah? You good dancer? Can you dance? No? He won't have to dance in that role?
Magic Kupka.
Mm-hmm.
Magic Kupka, yeah.
Chad C. just gave Jack his first drink of the night, everybody. So cheers. Yes! Cheers, Jack. Cheers,
finally,
Jackie boy.
Finally. Come on.
Cheers, Jackie boy. All right.
Delicious. Delicious.
Way to go, buddy. There you go. Take your time with it. Relax. All right.
Okay. Alex Keane with the underlined E. I don't know why you got to point out that you're
you spell
still
your name
spelling
wrong.
It, name wrong. Thinks that Ammon should be played by Carrot Top. It's too bad.
It's also, they're also, both dead.
Rest in peace. Yeah, they're both dead. So sad.
They're not dead. That's
right. Chad Dirt. Thinks that I should be played by Clifton Collins Jr.
Yes.
Fine with that.
He loves
Fine
that.
With that.
He is his favorite casting of all time right there. Yes.
There was no big pop there.
No.
No big applause or
no,
anything.
No.
Oh, guys, stop it, please.
It's a well-casted role.
It's just right
it
on.
It's absolutely fantastic. Who was that? Who cast that?
Chad Dirt.
Where to go, Chad? Yep.
Carla with a K thinks that Jim Law should be played by Clint Eastwood.
Yes! Absolutely. Get off my fucking lawn. Absolutely.
Get off my law.
Clint Eastwood,
what?
2005.
Good question.
Yes. No, I helped her. Clint Eastwood tuck into the chair when there's no one there.
Yes.
It's so specific.
Because you know what, Art? I feel like I'm doing that sometimes.
Again, I don't know why we're hurting feelings. I didn't say anything about you.
All right, are we good to move on, Jack?
Yeah, can we move on now? Okay. Jesus Christ.
All right, what do we got here? What do we got?
We got another sounder, I think.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Let's go to the Kicks, ladies and gentlemen.
The Kicks, working for tips from New York City.
The tips. You're joining them.
Come on, you guys know the lyrics to this. Come on.
The Binge Cast. Drink a lot, so let's talk about the Binge Cast. Books and flicks, TV roundup.
That's right, baby.
We all got stuck in a minivan. Moreno's drunk and he's Mexican. Where the fuck is Ammon?
Where the fuck is Ammon?
Flip flops is what he's wearing. Yeah, they're drinking a lot. Supka's got all the pot. The Binge Cast. 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 The Binge Cast.
Never wills for the end.
I love him.
Spoiler alert. Botsy and
spoiler alert.
They love the scenes they forgot about. Moreno and Long Rehab's calling now. Where the fuck is Emma?
Where the fuck is Emma?
The blood is what he's wearing.
His hair is fucking
dreaded. Yeah, they're drinking a lot. Sucker's got all the pot. Well, Binge Cast. The 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 Binge Cast.
As soon as the man-on-man fucking started, I was just in.
That's right, baby.
It depends, man.
All right. You know what? I forgot to thank someone for showing up, and he's been a big part of the community. Ammon is still not here, but it is a big Ammon fan, much like Alex Keene is.
Mm-hmm.
Sasquatch showed up to the live fucking Binge Cast.
It's
unbelievable that he's here. Everyone's very excited. No one more than Jerry D. She's very, very excited that
thanks, is guys.
Here. Yes. all right. It's time to round this down. Let's round it down.
Yeah, let's round
more.
It down.
As
they say.
I think this has been an all right show. My mic keeps dropping a little bit, but do you want it? Thanks.
I mean, we
thanked everyone for coming at the beginning, but we want to do it again at the end of the show.
Yeah. Wanted to thank Most Tavern for having us, Maureen Clancy for having us, JB for hooking us up and doing the sound and making us sound better than we are. The Kicks. How about the Kicks as a house band? Nate P from coming all the way from London, England. Is that it? Is London's in England, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Mark Chevalier, coming from Montreal, Canada.
Unbelievable. Alex Keene for... Alex Keene for being, like, way fucking taller than I thought. And PJ, like, why are you so tall? Like, it's weird. It's weird that you're so tall. And
I didn't like it one bit.
No, it's off-putting. I know how people feel now. Hey, Mo. Cheers.
Cheers. Maureen Clancy, everybody.
Woohoo! What was our bartender's name, Marlo?
And Tiff.
Tiff.
Let's take care of Tiff for taking care of us. How about that?
Tiff, I want to ask you a question.
Tiff.
Was this, like, awful? That's basically what I want to ask you. It was okay? Like, it was beautiful. Thank you very much.
You're beautiful.
Thank you very, very much. everybody.
And all you guys for coming out. It's been an amazing 4 days. And we can't wait to do it again next year.
There's something about it. We had to do, and I can't remember what it was.
Yeah. Sounder, anything else? Oh, we got a special original sounder that we want to play here.
What?
Special sounder.
Pete MC's solo?
Yeah. Written specifically for this occasion. Has never been played on any podcast ever. That includes other podcasts and other websites, too.
All right. You want to clear the way here? Oh, yeah, and that was it.
Oh, yeah.
Why'd you do it for
You want to do that first? Okay.
No, let's do it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. What?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we posed a question at the beginning of the show. We're going to do a point counterpoint up here as to what Moreno should be called for the rest of his existence in the bench cast. I'm going to go first. I'll let Moreno defend himself. I'm going to go
what?
First. You can go second. Is what I'm
you
saying.
Go second.
Listen, I've only known the guy as Moreno since 2003. I think Moreno and I met online. Then a couple days later, A couple of years later, we met at Comic-Con. But I've always called
pre-grinder.
Him Moreno. I'm not really in support of calling somebody what they don't want to be called. So, But if I have to be that person, that is my only argument, is that a lot of us here just know him as Moreno. And it might be a little weird to change his name, you know, mid-existence, basically.
What does Moreno mean?
It is a made-up name. Yeah, okay, give a little history. Why did you pick that name to write online?
Hey, he didn't pick that name. They picked it for him.
That's right.
No.
It's not racist. That's
not how it happened at all. So what? You just didn't want to be use your real name on Joe Blow?
That's right.
Okay, baby. So that's basically it. That's a story. So cool story, now,
bro.
Now you give your argument as why you want to get rid of the moniker.
Well, I really didn't care up until Lollapalooza started, and then fucking Alex Keane had to show up and spell his name wrong. And he's like, no, this is how you spell it.
So
and
now you want
like,
to fight him?
Nope.
You want to fight him with your name?
I want to fight him with
you
name.
Just want to prove.
Yeah.
You want to make
E versus the Y.
Yeah. You want to be in the Alex Club, but better spelled.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other reason.
That's
Come on,
it.
Give me a reason why you
That's
want
it.
To get rid of Moreno. Oh, no, it's got to be another reason.
Because it's douchey. Come on.
It's douchey. There you go. He doesn't like it anymore. He doesn't want to be
it's
known
as Moreno.
It's
douchey with a Y, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, by a show of hands. Hands? Clapping? What do you want to do? Applause?
Yeah, let's do applause.
By applauding, who wants him to be called Moreno? Who wants him to be called Alex?
Oh, look at this.
This
beautiful, man.
Unbelievable. This is a humongous day in the Binge universe. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to break it to you, but Johnny Moreno is dead. Oh. Welcome, Alex Santira, to the Binge cast. Falvey hates it. Falvey hates it. Look at him.
Falvey with Y.
Sounders will still exist, but now think of all the new Sounders we're going to get.
Yeah.
With Alex and Sierra.
You can't even say it right. It's so gross.
Is it weird?
He's like, ugh.
Look at he's making fun of me. I'm trying to fucking help him out, and now you're making fun of me for saying it?
You can't even say it right.
Alex and Sierra. That's right.
Yeah. It's
all right, ladies and gentlemen, a original, one time only. No? Okay, they'll do it again. Okay, anyways, the premiere of PMC's original.
Yeah, stay back here.
No, you can come up if you want.
You want to tell me?
No, let him come up. We'll get off. Yeah. PMC with his original live binge cast song.
Come on, give it up for Pete.
What's up, everyone? It started several years ago. Should I name the show? Ah, fuck it. Joe Blow. Some of us were fans then, but now we got new ones. There was Moreno and Jim Law. These were the two that started it all. Thanks for all the hours you've given to us. Lollapalooza, drink up your booze. Lollapalooza, Binge Media. The Binge Cast, the Game Cast, the Aftertaste. Kupka's still playing his long game. Would you watch Google Voice and TV Roundup? Small Screen Heroes, Angry Dads, Moreno, where are the music cast? Sorry, Chad, see if you play Law and Ball, he'll school ya. Lollapalooza. Shut your fucking mouth, you cocksucker. Lollapalooza binge media. Nate P is here, that's what I'm told. Don't you remember the last time he called? If you want his phone number, I can't give that to you. Unknown caller, TM, we want the mini binge just to hear Moreno cringe. And if you get lost, then Lukey can read a map to you. Lollapalooza. Kupka likes dick? Oh, do ya? Lollapalooza. Binge media. Falvey is here and he kicks ass. Ah, my friend told me to say that. His name is Sass. I'm really sorry, but I didn't mean to lie to ya. Law pisses in bottles instead of the bowl. TM fucking loves Jon Snow. And now Law is fucking ridiculously wet now, aren't ya? Lollapalooza. Oh, hi, Mark Chevalier. Lollapalooza. Binge media. From Jersey and England we traveled from. What was Slick on a gold tooth? Oh yeah, come. Emmons not here, but he's probably on marijuana. Whoop. Oh, what a year that it has been. But Garrett would give it a 4 on 10. Hey, Garrett, I just met a girl here that said she blew ya. Lollapalooza. Is this song pandering to ya? Lollapalooza. Binge media. All right, last verse. It's time to rage and drink with friends. We'll listen to binge until the end. We can't thank you enough, so I'll tip my hat to ya. I guess that's all I have to say. One more thing, Mike Sampson's gay. Moreno and Law will listen every Monday to ya. Lollapalooza. Bingers forever. Lollapalooza. Binge media. Tom Maloney, thank you, Alex and Law.
Again. So one more quick announcement.
What?
The Kicks are playing for tips.
Breaking news. That's hard to recover from. That was amazing. That was fucking amazing.
That was awesome.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Thanks, Pete.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for the live binge cast. Mm-hmm. We've done it all. We've said it all. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. I hope this event keeps growing and growing and growing. We'll be here. The Kicks will be here. You'll be here. You'll be here.
You'll be here.
And I hope every single one of you comes back for as long as we want to do that. I guess on behalf of Alex and Sierra, did I say it right there?
It was nice. It was very natural.
Stick around.
Hold on. Announcement.
Oh, yeah. Stick around for the Kicks, but we have the announcement that we teased at the beginning of the show. We are doing... Okay. Coming up live... When is it coming live? Like, in minutes?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock on the Facebook page.
The Binge Media Facebook page.
The Binge Animated Show.
The Alice.
Is premiering its intro video? Intro trailer. Intro mm-hmm. trailer. Now... This was, we talked about this for a couple times. There was a couple times we talked about it. Pete and Michelle had worked on a couple things, put them up there. Anyways, this is all Pete MC and Michelle put this all together.
Yes!
I've watched it about fucking 70 times. It's mm-hmm. hilarious.
It's amazing.
It is, it's fantastic.
A lot of Easter eggs in it.
We are opening up a Kickstarter.
Do we have any Easter eggs? Fuck, it's so hungry.
We're opening up a Kickstarter page to try to get this to how many episodes we want to make it for season? This is all
six.
Logistics. Six episodes. Maybe.
Six episodes.
We're gonna try and get there. I mean, animation's kind of expensive, but we do want to make this happen. It's fucking unbelievable. Make sure you go to the Facebook page and watch it. It's fucking hilarious. It's a great time. Please help us out. Get this made. It's gonna be great. I mean, I know we ask a lot of you guys, but this is gonna be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Binge animation is gonna be awesome. So please give it just give it a view and see if you like it.
Absolutely.
What do you say? Is that it?
I think that's it.
All
Thank
right.
you guys so much for coming out. Seriously.
It's been awesome, man.
Very cool experience. It's awesome meeting you guys, every single one of you. Well, almost every single one of you.
So most of you. Most of you.
Most of you. Most of you. What?
All right. The fuck? We're rambling.
That's how we're ending this?
What are we going to do?
Jesus.
Well, the kicks are waiting to come on. We got to get out of here.
Yeah, take your time.
No, no. We're done.
Over here.
We're done.
Kicks for tips.
One more hour. What about Moe's?
We thank Moe's.
Oh.
Thanks, Moe.
Thanks, Moe. All right, we're going to take like a 10-minute break, and then the kicks are going to play a full set. And if you have requests, just shout them out.
Until Thanks, next guys. Year, and until next Monday, we'll be online. But
yes.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on BingeMedia.net. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Buy some merch at bingemedia.net/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at bingemedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget,
I can't get enough of Super
Bob Odenkirk.